I'm afraid I should make a poor hand at managing a cannon foundry.
Nonsense. You could easily get a manager and pay him a salary.
My father evidently had no great opinion of my capacity.
Stuff, child. You were only a baby. It had nothing to do with your capacity. Andrew did it on principle, just as he did every perverse and wicked thing on principle. When my father remonstrated, Andrew actually told him to his face that history tells us of only two successful institutions. One, the undershaft firm, and the other, the Roman Empire under the Antonines. That was because the Antonine emperors all adopted their successors. Such rubbish! The Steviniges are as good as the Antonines, I hope, and you are a Stevenage! That was Andrew all over. There you have the man, always clever and unanswerable when he was defending nonsense and wickedness, always awkward and sullen when he had to behave sensibly and decently.
Then it was on my account that your home life was broken up, Mother. I'm sorry.
Well, dear, there were other differences. I really cannot bear an immoral man. I am not a Pharisee, I hope, and I should not have minded as merely doing wrong things. We are none of us perfect. But your father didn't exactly do wrong things. He said them and thought them. That was what was so dreadful. He really had a sort of religion of wrongness. Just as one doesn't mind men practicing immorality as long as they own that they are in the wrong by preaching morality, so I couldn't forgive Andrew for preaching immorality while he practiced morality. You would all have grown up without principles, without any knowledge of right and wrong if he had been in the house. You know, my dear, your father was a very attractive man in some ways. Children did not dislike him, and he took advantage of it to put the wickedest ideas into their heads and make them quite unmanageable. I did not dislike him myself, very far from it. But nothing can bridge over moral disagreement.
All this simply bewilders me, Mother. People may differ about matters of opinion, or even about religion, but how can they differ about right and wrong? Right is right, and wrong is wrong, and if a man cannot distinguish them properly, he is either a fool or a rascal. That's all.
That's my own boy.
Lady Britomart pats Stephen's cheek.
Your father never could answer that. He used to laugh and get out of it under cover of some affectionate nonsense. And now that you understand the situation, what do you advise me to do?
Well, what can you do?
I must get the money somehow.
We cannot take money from him. I'd rather go live in some cheap place like Bedford Square or even Hampstead than take a farthing of his money.
But after all, Stephen, our present income comes from Andrew.
I never knew that.
Well, you surely didn't suppose your grandfather had anything to give me. The Steviniges could not do everything for you. We gave you a social position. Andrew had to contribute something. He had a very good bargain, I think.
We are utterly dependent on him and his cannons, then?
Certainly not. The money is settled, but he provided it. So you see, it is not a question of taking money from him or not. It is simply a question of how much. I don't want any more for myself.
Nor do I.
But Sarah does, and Barbara does. That is, Charles Lomax and Adolphus Cousins will cost them more. So I must put my pride in my pocket and ask for it, I suppose. That is your advice, Stephen, is it not?
No.
Stephen!
Of course, if you are determined.
I am not determined. I ask your advice, and I am waiting for it. I will not have all the responsibility thrown on my shoulders.
I would die sooner than ask him for another penny.
You mean that I must ask him? Very well, Stephen. It shall be as you wish. You will be glad to know that your grandfather concurs. But he thinks I ought to ask Andrew to come here and see the girls. After all, he must have some natural affection for them.
Ask him here!
Do not repeat my words, Stephen. Where else can I ask him?
Well, I'd never expected you to ask him at all!
Now, don't tease, Stephen. Come. You see that it is necessary that he should pay us a visit, don't you?
I suppose so. If the girls cannot do without his money.
Thank you, Stephen. I knew you would give me the right advice when it was properly explained to you. I have asked your father to come this evening.
Stephen bounds from his seat.
Don't jump, Stephen. It fidgets me.
Do you mean to say that my father is coming here tonight? That he may be here at any moment?
Lady Britomart looks at her watch.
I said 9.
Stephen gasps. Lady Britomart rises.
Ring the bell, please.
Stephen goes to the smaller writing table, presses a button on it, and sits at it with his elbows on the table and his head in his hands, outwitted and overwhelmed.
It is 9:10 yet. And I have to prepare the girls. I asked Charles Lomax and Adolphus to dinner on purpose that they might be here. Andrew had better see them in case he should cherish any delusions as to their being capable of supporting their wives.
Morrison, the butler, enters. Lady Britomart goes behind the settee to speak to him.
Morrison, go up to the drawing room and tell everybody to come down here at once.
Morrison withdraws. Lady Britomart turns to Stephen.
Now remember, Stephen, I shall need all your countenance and authority.
Stephen rises and tries to recover some vestige of these attributes.
Give me a chair, dear.
He pushes a chair forward from the wall to where Lady Britomart stands near the smaller writing table. She sits down and he goes to the armchair into which he throws himself.
I don't know how Barbara will take it. Ever since they made her a major in the Salvation Army, she has developed a propensity to have her own way and order people about, which quite cows me sometimes. It's not ladylike. I'm sure I don't know where she picked it up. Anyhow, Barbara shan't bully me. But still, it's just as well that your father should be here before she has time to refuse to meet him or make a fuss. Don't look nervous, Stephen. It will only encourage Barbara to make difficulties. I am nervous enough, goodness knows, but I don't show it.